from KQED.
Politics was probably the last thing on the minds of hundreds who turned out at San Francisco's Ocean Beach this week to watch the world's best surfers compete in the Rip Curl Pro Search Surf Contest.
And we got a great crowd on the beach today. We just saw Kelly Slater.
The event kicked off under cloudless skies Tuesday morning with one question. Can Florida's Kelly Slater win an unprecedented 11th World Tour Surf Contest? As Slater leaves the water after one of his early heats, he's mobbed by fans on the beach. At age 39, Slater is the Mick Jagger of surfing, a kind of Derek Jeter in board shorts.
How'd it feel out there?
Pretty good. Good. Nice brisk morning. A few fun waves.
But the buzz on day one came after another surfer from Hawaii claimed he spotted a giant shark. Others said it was a dolphin. And as Slater walks up the beach, I ask him about the shark rumor.
There were some rumors of a shark. You see anything out there?
There was no rumors. It was a shark. Apparently Dusty Payne said it was like a really, really big fin about 30 feet from him swimming straight at him. And he said there's no doubt it was a great white. So.
Does that make you nervous or you just put it on your mind?
They live in the ocean, you know. I mean, we're in their playgrounds.
San Francisco was not an obvious choice for this contest. Cold water and sharks, for starters. The tour usually includes more exotic spots, like Bali, Rio, even Hawaii. But event manager Brooke Ferris says San Francisco has all the ingredients for a memorable surf venue.
Great waves, happy surfers. Happy locals and happy San Franciscans, beautiful weather, and everyone enjoying the city and the culture and everything this wonderful place has to offer.
On this postcard perfect day, there are plenty of happy spectators here. Many, like Mark Lukacs, are amateur surfers themselves, and watching the world's very best navigate the swells, currents, and wind leaves them inspired.
It's pretty cool to see how they're doing with these waves that we spend all year analyzing and saying how hard it is. And then to see them actually doing pretty well, yeah.
Kind of humbling?
Oh, not kind of. Extremely humbling.
All right, here we go. Red on the backhand, drives off the bottom. Nice snap under the lip, late hit, and whoa, big vertical hit.
Also watching on the beach is Nicholas Neveling. He moved here recently from South Africa. He's not a surfer, but he loves cheesy surf movies like The Endless Summer. He notes that the image of surfers as laid-back, chill dudes is a little misleading.
And I think a lot of these guys are quite competitive. You know, I think it's quite easy to see it as just sort of surfing and we're mellow and we're all just, you know, having fun out there. But I know Kelly Slater, for instance, you know, trains really hard and he's got a really tough sort of schedule that are compared to anything any other athletes are doing.
After Wednesday's competition, it looked like Kelly Slater had indeed pulled off a record-breaking 11th world title win. But then contest officials announced they'd goofed. They miscalculated. Slater may yet do it. He needs a few more points in his final two heats to clinch the title. After poor conditions Thursday and Friday gave surfers a couple days off, they have until November 12th to finish the competition.
Taking a look at this one. In red, driving down a lot, huge off the top. It comes in down there. That's Michelle Perez, power surfer.